The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, so we're going to look at this fake news that's about to come out. Maybe these Democrat reporters have 1% of integrity still and they won't run with it. But, you know, let's do a quick historical background into this. It might have even been the Atlantic. I think this was before Steve Jobs' widow purchased it. But it was somebody, some left-wing publication in 2017, this was early in the Trump administration, published a story about it, how dangerous it was because Trump loved the military so much. Military and how he was surrounding himself with the military and surrounding himself with these generals, and basically they were running his entire administration, and it was bad. Oh, Trump's love of the military, Trump's love of the generals, this is dangerous. It's the military. It's George Bush all over again. He's letting them make the decisions. They're running the White House, and they published that story. Now they're saying, oh, Trump hates the generals. Trump hates the military. So, I mean, the same news outlets will literally publish the same story, except both sides. And both sides will be to attack Trump. So, oh, Trump loves the military. They run the White House too. Trump hates the military and insults them in the White House. Same publication, same Trump hit piece, exact opposite story on the same story. And they just pretend like, oh, they don't remember that, or you won't remember that. You're not supposed to remember that. Just go along with the narrative, whatever they say it is. And they already got debunked with their latest hit piece. And that was a Gold Star family member. Vanessa Guillen's sister and family attorney slam Atlantic editor for claiming Trump dissed and murdered Army servicewomen. He outright lied. A family attorney and the sister of slain Texas soldier Vanessa Guillen both dismissed a report in the Atlantic on Tuesday alleging that former President Donald Trump refused to pay for the Army specialist's funeral and disparaged her ethnicity. Yeah, he probably paid for it himself, knowing how these people lie. The piece, written by the magazine's editor-in-chief Jeffrey Goldberg, claims Trump fumed about a $60,000 bill he received from Guillen's family for her funeral during the 2020 Oval Office meeting, allegedly telling aides it doesn't cost $60,000 to bury an effing Mexican. I mean, obviously makes this crap up. It's such scum. You're not going to win. I mean, it's just like, good Lord. Don't pay it, Trump ordered his then chief of staff, Mark Meadows, after previously telling the Guillen family he would assist with Vanessa's funeral expenses. So the family and the lawyer have reached out saying it's totally fake. It's obviously fake. Trump would never do that. Oh, yeah, Trump's going to sit in front of an Oval Office full of people. Trump's going to sit in front of a room with dozens of people there listening and say, F that dirty Mexican. I mean, give me a break. This is the type of garbage that they publish. And they're trying to do a thing right now with another story. So the lawyer comes out, rejects it. Myra Guillen comes out, responding to the story, says, I don't appreciate how you are exploiting my sister's death for politics, hurtful and disrespectful to the important changes she made for service members. President Donald Trump did nothing but show respect to my family and Vanessa. In fact, I voted for President Trump today. Despicable creatures. Here's the problem. This is the problem with the liberal press. This is the problem with the Democrat propaganda press. They do not care. Their entire goal is to stop you from voting for Trump. So they will publish these hit pieces. They will publish these lies. And the entire aim is to get you to not vote for Trump. They know it's a lie. They just want undecided voters, and they'll send out the push notification. Trump loves Hitler. They'll send out the push notification. Trump said dirty Mexicans aren't worth $60,000. And they'll just put that out, and the uninformed voter The person that doesn't do their own research will see that and say, oh my gosh, Trump hates Mexicans. Oh my gosh, Trump loves Hitler. And then they won't vote for Trump. That's their agenda. They know it's fake. They know it's a lie. They know it's propaganda. They don't care. The goal isn't the truth. The goal isn't to report the news. The goal is to put out Democrat Party propaganda, hoping you won't vote for Trump. You won't see the family come out and say it's a lie. You won't see the sister and the Gold Star family coming out and saying we're voting for Trump. You won't see the lawyer coming out and saying this is an outrageous lie. The Guillen family should sue these people for $5 trillion. They should come out and sue for $5 trillion. Or Donald Trump. Donald Trump should sue anybody that published this story for $10 trillion. See, you want to play that game? So, every media outlet that reported this, every push notification on an app on your phone, everybody on television, everybody on the radio, everybody that came out and said, Trump said don't bury a Mexican, Trump said a damn dirty Mexican isn't worth $60,000. Every single one of them. I want them all sued $10 trillion right now. Shut down their businesses. Put them up for auction. Put them in the courtroom. Put them on TV. Let's go. Let's apply that standard universally. You dirty, rotten, stinking liars. You propaganda media. You're despicable. You have no class. You have no shame. You have no integrity. You have no ethics. But you got a one-way ticket to hell if you don't repent. We just don't want you to bring hell here to America. That's all. So here's Mark Halperin, who refused to publish this next garbage story that they're about to release, saying they're shopping it around. They're looking for somebody to publish it. They can't get anybody to publish it. It's that ridiculous. Clip 25.
And the point I was making is there's all sorts of things being floated out there. Maybe Jeffrey Goldberg just happened to finish the story 2 weeks before the election. I'm sure Sean will have a point of view about that. I know of one story that's been pitched to a major newspaper and to me, and for all I know to many others, that I don't believe is true. But if it's true, as I said yesterday, it would end Donald Trump's campaign.
No, it wouldn't.
Just as if the accusations now thoroughly debunked and attributed by American intelligence to Russia about Tim Walz, if those were true, it would end his campaign.
No, it wouldn't.
What we're seeing in the final days, is a point I was making, is actors who want a certain outcome are on social media and in pitches to reporters, and in the case of The Atlantic, Jeffrey Goldberg writing himself, are trying to affect the end of the race because they're so desperate to try to pull a Comey. I'm not pursuing the story. I don't think it's true. People in Mar-a-Lago, calm down. All I'm saying is, there are people out there pitching stuff. And if it were true, it would end his campaign. But if someone pitched me a story that said Trump is a Martian, that might not end his campaign. People might think that's cool. You get my point. There's stuff like that.
So he's telling the truth about what's going on. The only thing he gets wrong is that it wouldn't end the campaign. See, lies don't typically end campaigns, at least not with Donald Trump. At least not with Donald Trump. Because at this point, it's the boy that cried wolf. Let's say Trump did love Hitler. Let's say Trump was a descendant of Hitler. Let's say Trump was Hitler's secret son and protege. They could publish it and no one would believe it because it's the boy that cried wolf now. You guys have lied about Trump for 8 years. Nobody believes anything you say anymore. So it doesn't even matter. So no, it wouldn't end his campaign. The truth ends campaigns. Kamala Harris can't do an interview. That's the truth. Kamala Harris sounds like a drunken idiot. That's the truth. Tim Walz wants to put tampons in the boy's bathroom and probably show your son where it goes. That's the truth. That ends campaigns. And that truth is ending the Harris campaign. That's why they're trying to push this new lie about Donald Trump. So, again, and you can go through and look at all of these big Democrat-paid operatives. Nobody wants to touch this story, but they've all heard it. They've all been pitched it. They've all been offered to publish it. And they've all rejected it, but then, we're hearing about this Trump story. We're hearing that Trump loves Hitler. We're hearing about Trump, and
When he's home alone in the mirror, he puts on a secret Hitler mustache and starts speaking German. Oh. So they're all saying, we're hearing the rumors. We're hearing about this story. But none of them will publish it because they know it's fake. These people are such scum, man. So let's see if somebody decides to publish that garbage before the election. Like they're all teasing as if it's some real thing. I mean, that's how desperate these people are. They're back to Trump is Hitler. And then I've explained this too, and this is the other side of that narrative that they're running with, and it's on Drudge, right beneath the Trump Hitler photo. Yeah. And they're saying, Trump is blaming the Jews. Trump's blaming the Jews. Well, no. Let me give you a little context here, and I've said it before. Trump is stunned that Jewish Americans are still voting Democrat. When Trump is clearly a better option, if you're a Jew in America or if you're an Israel firster, I mean, for God's sakes, this administration is leaking stuff to Iran. I haven't even gotten into that story. They're basically colluding with Iran. And they're playing both sides, by the way, just like they're doing in the Gaza Strip. Now they're doing it with Iran. So they're just playing all sides of this deal. But Trump sits here and says, I've done the most for Israel. I had peace in the Middle East. I'm doing everything I can for American Jews. And then the poll numbers come in, and American Jews are still voting Democrat at like 60%. And he's like, what the hell? So that's the real context of the story. He's not blaming the Jews. Like, oh,